This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit, which began at Tianjin in China today. During the meeting, the two leaders reaffirmed that India and China are development partners and not rivals, and that their differences should not turn into disputes. In his remarks during the meeting, the Prime Minister Modi highlighted the importance of peace and tranquility on the border areas for continued development of bilateral relations.
Stream of the disagreement ke baad shanti aur sthirta ka mahol bana hua hamare special representatives ke beech border management ke sambandh mein sehmati bani Kailash Mansarovar yatra phir se shuru ki dono deshon ke beech direct flight bhi phir se shuru ki ja rahi hamare sahyog se dono deshon ke 2.8 billion.
Both leaders expressed commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. On economic and trade relations, they recognized the role of their two economies to stabilize world trade. Prime Minister Modi noted that India and China both pursue strategic autonomy and their relations should not be seen through a third country lens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. Speaking during the program, Mr. Modi said, "The nation has to move forward on the path of Atmanirbhar Bharat and the goal of a developed India with the mantra of vocal for local." The Prime Minister said during the past few weeks, the country has witnessed grave devastation caused by floods and landslides. He said in the moment of disaster, NDRF and SDRF personnel, security forces and everyone came forward to help.
Hamare NDRF, SDRF ke jawan, anya suraksha bal, har koi din raat jhute rahe. Jawanon ne taknik ka sahara bhi liya hai, thermal camera, drone surveillance. ऐसे अनेक आधुनिक संसाधनों के सहारे राहत कार्य में तेजी लाने की भरपूर कोशिश की गई। इस दौरान हेलीकॉप्टर से राहत सामग्री पहुंचाई गई, घायलों को एयरलिफ्ट किया गया, स्थानीय लोग, प्रशासन सभी ने हर संभव प्रयास किया। मैं ऐसे हर नागरिक को हृदय से धन्यवाद देता हूं।
The government has completely suspended the booking of all categories of mail, including letters, documents and gift items valued up to $100 destined for the USA. In a statement, the Department of Post said that the decision was taken in view of the ongoing inability of carriers to transport US-bound mail and the absence of defined regulatory mechanisms. The National E-Governance Division under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has achieved the Digital India milestone by enabling pan-India integration of nearly 2,000 e-government services on DigiLocker and e-district platforms. With this achievement, citizens across all 36 states and union territories can now seamlessly access certificates, welfare schemes, utility payments and more citizen-centric services anytime, anywhere, thereby ensuring convenience and transparency in delivery. In Himachal Pradesh, three national highways are currently closed due to intermittent monsoon rains at various places. In Chamba district, around 10,000 pilgrims stranded on the Mani Mahesh Yatra route in Bhadmaur have been safely rescued so far. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy rainfall in western Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. Meanwhile, in the national capital, water level of Yamuna River crossed the danger mark this morning. And moving on to sports, in the Asia Cup men's hockey tournament at Rajgir in Bihar, the match between India and Japan is currently underway. When reports last came in, India were leading by 2-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.